I hadn't really looked closely at Pumpkin until now, but she was wearing an extraordinary ash-gray kimono, which was spotted below the waist with brilliant gold dots that turned out to be embroidered fireflies, set against an image of mountains and water in the light of the moon. Neither mine nor Mameha's could compare with it. The chairman seemed to find the robe as startling as I did, because he asked her to stand and model it for him. She stood very modestly and turned around once. I figured I couldn't set foot in a place like the Ichiriki in the sort of kimono I usually wear, she said. Most of the ones at my Okia aren't very glamorous, though the Americans can't seem to tell the difference. If you hadn't been so frank with us, Pumpkin, Mameha said, we might have thought this was your usual attire. Are you kidding me? I've never worn a robe this beautiful in my life. I borrowed it from an Okia down the street. You won't believe what they expect me to pay them, but I'll never have the money, so it doesn't make any difference now, does it? I could see that the chairman was amused, because a geisha never spoke in front of a man about anything as crass as the cost of a kimono. Mameha turned to say something to him, but Pumpkin interrupted. I thought some big shot was going to be here tonight. Maybe you were thinking of the chairman, Mameha said. Don't you think he's a big shot? He knows whether he's a big shot. He doesn't need me to tell him. The chairman looked at Mameha and raised his eyebrows in mock surprise. Anyway, Sayori told me about some other guy, Pumpkin went on. Sato Noritaka, Pumpkin, the chairman said. He's a new deputy minister of finance. Oh, I know that Sato guy. He looks just like a big pig. We all laughed at this. Really, Pumpkin, Mameha said. The things that come out of your mouth. Just then, the door slid open, and Nobu and the minister entered, both glowing red from the cold. Behind them was a maid carrying a tray with sake and snacks. Nobu stood hugging himself with his one arm and stamping his feet, but the minister just clumped right past him to the table. He grunted at Pumpkin and jerked his head to one side, telling her to move so he could squeeze in beside me. Introductions were made, and then Pumpkin said, Hey, minister, I'll bet you don't remember me, but I know a lot about you. The minister tossed into his mouth a cupful of sake I just poured for him and looked at Pumpkin with what I took to be a scowl. What do you know? Said Mameha. Tell us something. I know the minister has a younger sister who's married to the mayor of Tokyo, Pumpkin said, and I know he used to study karate and broke his hand once. The minister looked a bit surprised, which told me that these things must be true. Also, minister, I know a girl you used to know, Pumpkin went on. Now, Itsuko, we worked in a factory outside Osaka together. You know what she told me? She said the two of you did you know what together a couple of times.